With KLCC News, I'm Tiffany Eckert. Lane County voters will soon be asked to decide the outcome on STAR voting Measure 20-290. The initiative proposes a change in the voting method for nonpartisan elections. Advocates say the method would equalize the voting process. They also acknowledge many people fear change. I sat down with two people who helped get STAR voting on the ballot, Mark Frohnmeyer and Alan Zindel. When Lane County ballots arrive in the mail next week, they hope voters will remember that vote by mail was once a new idea in election reform, too.
When we watch the TV on November 6th, we're going to see again hours-long lines of people waiting at polling places to cast their ballots. And everyone in Oregon just kind of goes, wait, what country is that happening in? Because we've grown accustomed to a major innovation that came out of Oregon in the last 20 years. We believe that STAR voting is another big step forward.
What is STAR voting?
STAR voting is a new voting method. So a voting method is the mechanism by which you actually make the choice on the ballot in each election. We currently have what's known as a choose only one voting method. STAR stands for score then automatic runoff. And the way the ballot looks, it uses the very familiar 0 to 5 scoring that you would see on, say, Amazon reviews or a song on iTunes. We're simply applying that same method of voter expression to candidates on the ballot. So if you really like a candidate, if you really want to maximally support a candidate, you give that candidate a 5. If you don't support a candidate, you give that candidate a 0, or you just leave it blank.
Short form, you can render an opinion on more than one candidate without shooting yourself in the foot. It is an amalgamation of what used to be known as instant runoff voting, because this has an instant runoff component to it. It's now more often called ranked choice voting. But instead of ranking candidates, the innovation is that you use scoring of candidates.
The way that STAR is counted, it's not just whoever gets the highest score overall. It's the two highest scoring candidates are finalists, and then there's an automatic runoff where your vote goes to whichever of those two you gave a higher score. So you get your scores are actually used both as a level of support and a measure of preference between candidates. And that's really what makes it very resistant to strategy, for one thing. It makes it very difficult to game, because your expression of opinion is looked at through both of those lenses.
Resistant to strategy.
Yes.
You really want a system where voters, where we all can feel that being honest is the strongest choice on the ballot. That is what will produce the most accurate representation of the will of the voters as a whole. And so having a voting method that is resistant to strategic machinations is a really good thing.
You want to not only be resistant to strategy, but you want to have a winner who satisfies as many voters as possible. And a lot of voting systems, including the one we use now, don't do that very well.
Who does the scoring?
It's a computer. There's a computerized tabulator. They take the ballots that are delivered to the county clerk, and they simply feed them into this machine that scans the ballots and tabulates them. That's the way it's done now. So you just have to adjust the algorithm in the tabulator.
It's on the ballot. Lane County voters will be making the decision. It's a yes or no vote.
20-290 on your ballot. Score then automatic runoff voting.
I endorse this message.
Who does not support STAR voting?
We don't have any organized support. Occasionally we meet people that for one reason or another don't like it. I mean, often it's simply that it's unfamiliar and they just don't like the idea of change.
We've definitely noticed that there's a real skepticism of any change to the voting system.
Yeah.
And people want to know, you know, who's behind this? Is there dark money that's funding it? What's, you know, and the reality is it's been largely self-funded by the petitioners, and it's been a big volunteer effort. This is not, there is no you know, secret funding agenda to get this done. This is just people who believe that we need a better democracy.
And no Russians involved.
Yeah, there's definitely not. In the voter's pamphlet, there are 9 statements in favor, and they range from the Progressive Party of Oregon to, you know, business owners in Eugene to former legislators. And there are no statements in opposition.
We got endorsements from both Mike Clark and Betty Taylor on the Yujing City Council.
Have you come out the other end with any downsides to star voting?
Big silence.
Star voting has been scrutinized by some of the leading election scientists, the leading voting scientists in the world, and it comes out best in class.
I would only add that as a student of history and political science, I say it's always good to have some humility and say you never know how things are going to turn out. But insofar as our ability to vet this and think it through and expose it to other people and talk about it, we haven't found any big downsides to it. So I'm pretty strongly assured that it's going to be a positive thing for us.
That was Alan Zundel, joined by Mark Frohnmayer. They're co-petitioners of Measure 20-290, which would implement a new method of voting in nonpartisan elections. It's called STAR, Score, Then Automatic Runoff. The STAR voting initiative will only be on the Lane County ballot. For KLCC News, I'm Tiffany Eckert.